Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I catch you in traffic. 100.
Time for Lawrence as we transition from ours to his. What's happening, man?
We were just discussing Captain Marvel and Us.
And your reticence to see Us. I'm really amazed.
I don't do horror movies.
You do this one.
We'll see.
Whether you want to or not, you do this one.
White Panther will let me know if I can handle it. And if she says I can handle it. Yeah, she's going to go see it and she's like, I want to talk with it with Tony because Tony has already seen it and he wants to talk about some of the obvious like cultural.
Oh my God, there's so much. Here's why she's going to tell you to see it, because she's not going to be able to handle not talking to you about it. Because all you want to do, like seriously, we have a tradition in the house, you know, the rabbit on the first day of the month. Ever since the kids were really little, it was just sort of a thing. It's a good luck thing. That if you wake up and you come downstairs on the first day of every month, if the first words out of your mouth are rabbit, 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 it's good luck. Huh. So, of course.
That's what I've been doing wrong.
Of course, my wife texts.
It's their thing, not your thing.
She texts me emojis today. Rabbit, rabbit, rabbit. Underneath them, scissors, scissors, scissors.
Oh, that's scary.
Right. And I was like, ah. I got this total chill from it. Oh, it's so good. You got to see it. You have to see it.
All right. So I'll hear what Panther says, and then I'll probably go check out my doppelganger's movie. So.
Well, that's the other thing. You've got the whole doppelganger thing going on.
Correct.
Right?
Yes.
So it's on a total meta level.
Yes. With Jordan Peele.
I'm actually more pumped for the Twilight Zone remakes that he's going to do.
Seeing some of the actors that are involved in this.
Dude, that list is serious.
I mean, it's pretty impressive.
They've got some people going to do some acting.
Can I just say, look, Connor and I are both sci-fi geeks, and we connect on that level. But I will tell you that during New Year's Eve, when they run the marathon again, Serling was so far ahead of his time with all of the problems that he would foresee with technology. You know, obviously, Black Mirror it has taken that and really run with it.
Sure.
But even if you go back and look at some of this stuff that was going on, it's amazing how ahead they were.
Guy was an absolute genius.
Yes.
Reading the teleplays or reading the stories that he wrote that he novelized, serialized some of these, guy was a fabulous writer.
Yes.
Incredible writer.
And a great presenter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And all of it just played
a great smoker.
So well, the smoking thing.
One of the all-time great smokers. I would say Gabriella Sabatini's father.
Oh, that's right, because he'd be in the stands, just kind
overhand,
of cuffing
always?
It. Yeah.
With the He's, overhand.
He was straight up
overhand.
Cuffing
it.
Yeah, that's one of the great, but yeah, Rod Serling, of course, just an all-timer. But yeah, and the fact that Jordan Peele has recognized that and is bringing it back with his own twist on it, too. It's not like he's aping Serling in this. There's a little bit of an homage, and there's all sorts of his sensibility that Serling could never have brought because of the perspective that he's bringing as a person of color, too. It's time for it.
What's cool is, a lot of times you see a duo break up and then you see the duo just completely like go apart from each other.
Simon and Garfunkel.
And usually it's one.
About.
I thought you meant Wham.
One succeeds. You leave Andrew Ridgely out of this and the other one fails. And with this one, they have taken different paths.
Yeah.
Where Keegan-Michael Key is like, I'm going to lean into the acting aspect of this. I'm also going to lean heavily into the sports aspect. Like, I love sports, and it's clear that Jordan kind of doesn't.
Right.
So now he has license to do that, and Jordan's like, yeah, I'm just going to become one of the greatest directors. That's what I'm going
to
do.
Well, he wanted to go to school as a director from jump, and then ended up going to Sarah Lawrence for 2 years, and then drops out because it just, I don't know, it seemed like it was his crew or something, and then got into what he was up to with the improv stuff. Have you seen the show Keegan-Michael? It got canceled, but it's something.
Friends from College?
Is that what it is?
It's fantastic.
I ran into an episode
or two.
Fred
Savage.
He is terrific.
Yeah.
It's just really good.
I'm kind of sad that that show doesn't exist because I think it's a pretty good show.
Yeah, I thought so too. And then I could, you know, watching like two episodes, I got to see the writing on the wall for it. I haven't finished the whole. Have you run the whole series through? Okay, so that's, you've got that on me. But that's, he is just terrific in that.
As far as entertainment goes, this was for me a very, very sportsy weekend of nonstop flipping. I mean, I watched all the basketball. I watched Tiger play two full rounds. And then we had our Cubs marathons and some White Sox baseball. They're watching all of it. It's rare, and because it's a weekend where I wasn't shuttling the kids everywhere, so it everything took care of itself nicely for just rare planting myself in front of the television and taking it all in kind of stuff.
You forget how great of a companion baseball is. Mm-hmm. You forget, like, you miss baseball. Like, you could,
I'm done with baseball.
Even with the bad Cubs bullpen and all that stuff, you forget that it's such a great companion. And I remember just even Thursday walking out of here and being like, oh, okay, got that first show out of the way. And I was like, oh, and
I get that thing back.
Baseball's back. Mm-hmm. And I get to sit here on my couch and enjoy it. Yesterday, I was doing some research and I had the games on. And I was like, man, this is what my Saturdays and Sundays in the spring and summer are. And I miss that. And I'm so happy that it's back.
I fired up at bat again. Like, okay, let's check in. I'm in the middle of Jewel. By the way.
Power flipping.
By the way, hold on a second. I won.
What?
I won Monopoly.
What do you mean you won Monopoly?
I won.
At McDonald's?
The home makeover or the jet skis or the...
$5 cash. But I won.
You're the worst.
I got the fourth thing. And here's the thing. I scan it and it says winner. And I'm in the car. I'm going, holy. And my daughter's like, what the hell's wrong with you? I'm like, I won Monopoly. So, I'm a somebody now. I'm a valid human being.
So what are you going to do with the $5?
Well, I had to adopt another pie.
This is what's amazing. So I
that's what he does. He goes and he adopts day-old pie.
Yeah, ironically, I'll spend it at Mariano's while adopting a day-old pie. But I go in there, and I'm like waving the thing. They know me at the Jewel. Like, oh, this guy again. I won! And what do I do? You have to initial every individual game piece. You then give them the board.
Now not worth the $5.
$5? They do this whole procedure. Then they print something out. You have to write down your name and give your phone number and the whole thing. Even for and then he pulls it out of the drawer, a crisp $5 bill. Victory. The taste of victory.
That's an awesome victory for you. I did. Yes. I'd fire back up, beat the streak.
I was going to ask. I got a 3-day streak going on.
You do?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Do you play Beat the Streak, Dan?
I don't know what it is.
You should.
It's worthwhile.
We should start a group, actually.
What is it?
Can you do groups now?
Yeah, I actually have. If you look up Loho BTS, it's my group. Like, you can join it. Like, there's a bunch of listeners
badass.
That are in it.
What is it?
So Beat the Streak is a game that you play. It's one of the apps out of At Bat. What you do is you pick a player or players. You
Christian
get to pick
Yelich.
Up. That would be a good choice. You pick a player or players to get a hit. If that player gets a hit, your streak continues. If that player doesn't get a hit, your streak ends and you start over. If you get to 56, you win $5.6 million.
It's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
I went Bryant, Trout, Whit Merrifield.
He's a made-up player, and I hate him.
Whit Merrifield?
I hate him.
No, they just – they yeah.
I hate
it,
him.
Sounds like a, it sounds last like a, one of the Cardinals guys that he, doesn't really exist.
He's one of these guys off the random name generator that pops up. And he steals 100 bases.
They assembled him out of spare parts of other minor leaguers, conjoined him in a tube of whiteness and baseball and all that stuff. And then they threw him out there.
Give my creation life.
They did it, and now he's there, and he's going to get traded for a whole bunch of prospects because he's getting paid nothing and is actually pretty decent all at the same time.
Yeah, I have decided that he will be, and it's not random, but he will be the Royal that, as a White Sox fan, I hate.
Yeah, he's your new guy.
That guy.
He's your new guy.
Because every time I see him, I want to punch him in the face because I know he's going to get on base and then he's going to steal two.
That's your new Joe Randa?
I didn't hate Joe Randa. I didn't hate him, but I know that other people did.
Randa.
Was it Sweeney?
Mike Sweeney. Ryan,
Mike Sweeney.
My guy. Hated Mike Sweeney. Like, he's that type of guy.
He was an all-star, though. Mike Sweeney was really good.
Well, Whit Merrifield is... Damn, fine player.
Really good. Lawrence, we're going to see
remind
you.
Me off
the- I know you got to get rolling, but people should know we're down at 1-2 Pru on Thursday, April 4th. The whole lineup, Mully and Haw, me and Dan, you and McNeil and Parkins, all morning and afternoon long for our Back to Baseball broadcast brought to you by Redemption Rye Whiskey and the folks at Sweetwater Tavern. So if you are so inclined and in the area, come stop by, say hello. We're all lovely people.
That is Connor McKnight. That is Dan Bernstein. They are on every day, 9 until noon. It's the Bernstein and McKnight Show, and we thank them for leading into our show.
I know you got to get rolling, but people should know we're down at 1-2 Pru on Thursday, April 4th. The whole lineup, Mully and Haw, me and Dan, you and McNeil and Parkins, all morning and afternoon long for our Back to Baseball broadcast brought to you by Redemption Rye Whiskey and the folks at Sweetwater Tavern. So if you are so inclined and in the area, come stop by, say hello. We're all lovely people.
That is Connor McKnight. That is Dan Bernstein. They are on every day, 9 until noon. It's the Bernstein and McKnight Show, and we thank them for leading into our show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.